Let's talk about this. Yesterday, Hunter Biden was supposed to show up to go to a deposition. But Hunter Biden decided that he is not going to go sit down with the Republicans. And even there was going to be some Democrats with inside that deposition, because the Republicans don't have just free rein to Hunter Biden. It was going to be Democrats and Republicans sitting in the deposition asking questions. But Hunter Biden didn't want to do that. Hunter Biden had a different opinion. He had a different idea about this whole deposition. Hunter Biden showed up and said, you know what? I'm not going to go sit in there. We need to make this public. What are the Republicans trying to hide? He literally said that. He said the Republicans basically are trying to hide something. Let the world see. Let the world see what's happening here. But Hunter Biden knew, because his lawyers told him, said, look, if you make this public, they won't be able to ask these questions that will incriminate you, that will absolutely bring the truth out about you and your daddy. So that's the very reason why he did it. Now, if y'all remember, Don Jr., he actually had to go and sit in the deposition. And it was, what, how many hours was it, Shannon? Do you remember how many hours was it? 40 hours. Like 40 hours. It was a stupid amount of number of hours for what they were trying to do. They were trying to get him in the gotcha game, trying to make up something. He sat in there all that time. He did it. He went in there and sat in the deposition. He said, okay, let's do this. So the question is what is Hunter Biden hiding? I mean, I think there's more to what's being told right now anyways. Hunter Biden has been lying all this time. We know that he's been lying. I want to bring something to your attention. This impeachment that they're trying to do, the impeachment inquiry right now that they're trying to do. I mean, I guess they're not trying to do it now because they voted yesterday. Whoop, whoop. They voted on it. And now it's a real deal. It's the raw deal. But there's a difference between when they were trying to impeach President Trump. And see, this impeachment, all this is connected with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. All of this is connected. All of it's connected because we're at war right now. Let me just list off some of the impeachment evidence, okay? The impeachment evidence against Joe Biden versus the evidence they had against President Trump. This is Joe Biden here. They had WhatsApp messages. The IRS whistleblower, the big guy, received 10% from the CCP, linked CEFC China deal. Hunter's text says he only kept 15% of his paycheck. Another email complained Joe Biden took half of his paycheck. The FBI uncovered assets reported binary scheme, a bribery scheme, confirming the big guy was Joe Biden. Hunter business partners also confirmed the big guy being Joe Biden. After Joe Biden left the VP office, Hunter Brisma's salary was cut in half. Did you know that, Shannon? His salary was cut in half. Eyewitness statements. More than 150 suspicious activity reports from the U.S. banks. That's just the U.S. banks. Joe and Hunter shared bank accounts. Biden's fake email accounts. His aliases. Remember these pseudonyms that he was using as well? Biden's written letter to Hunter Biden's business partners. Biden's videotape confessing. You remember he confessed. Brisma Oil, fire the prosecutor, $1 billion and you're not going to get it. Oh, remember that. Biden dining with Hunter Biden's business partners, then lying about it. Obama administration acknowledging Biden would not demand Ukraine prosecutors fire, right? Like, or he would demand, rather. Biden helped Hunter's Chinese business partners, kids get into colleges. Flight records show that Hunter flew 411 times on government jets while Joe Biden was VP. Biden received kickbacks from Penn State, or UPenn, rather, UPenn. Is that the same thing? UPenn? After schools received $54 million. So I guess Joe Biden got 10% then too. The big guy. Chinese donations. You know, that's where it came from. Biden refused to release records of his S Corp and bank statements during the bribery scheme. Now, let me list off President Trump's. Okay. Let me tell you. Okay. This is what the Democrat says. Affidavit whistleblower reported Trump wanted Biden's corruption information, which was hearsay too. That was the only thing. And President Trump actually did ask about that information, but they said it was President Trump going after his political rival because President Trump inquired about it. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries as he goes into why the Republicans did this impeachment inquiry. Not all of the stuff I just listed off. No. That has nothing to do with it, according to Hakeem Jeffries, but it has everything to do with President Trump telling the MAGA Republicans to go get Joe.
Well, it was a very unfortunate abuse of the solemn and serious impeachment authority that we have in the House of Representatives. There is no evidence that President Biden committed a crime. There is no evidence that President Biden committed an impeachable offense. There is no evidence that President Biden engaged in any wrongdoing.
Really? So all the stuff that I just listed off, which we all know is factual and it's 100% true, that's no evidence? What is that? This dude is literally lying to everybody. What is that? He's a compulsive liar. I told everybody before that Hakeem Jeffries, when it first happened, that he was going to be a lot worse than Nancy Pelosi, if you can even imagine that. But now you don't have to imagine it because you're seeing it. Now, listen to this part. As if President Trump controls the Republican House. Listen.
Effectively, what we saw is that the extreme MAGA Republicans in the House were ordered by an organized crime boss.
Are you hearing this? Shouldn't he be censured for that? Because he's literally making a blank lie, a blatant lie. I don't know how else to say that. As if President Trump called them and gave them the order to do this. President Trump don't have to call them. All they have to do is look at the evidence. The evidence alone, if they follow the Constitution, will force them to do this. And we know who wants to get rid of the Constitution, the left. They've said it multiple times.
Twice impeached former president of the United States, who has been, we've seen, a living, breathing, one-person crime wave. He basically ordered the extreme MAGA Republicans to launch this illegitimate impeachment inquiry as a political hit on President Joe Biden. Well, it was a very...
You can't make this up. You can't make it up. You cannot make this up. See, that alone right there, because he goes in front of the cameras and he's literally lying to anybody. I don't know how many times I can say that literally. He goes in front of the cameras and he's lying to the American people. He's lying to his constituents. He's lying, blatantly lying, and he's the minority leader in the House. And he's lying. Let me ask you this. Did President Trump have a conversation with Hakeem Jeffries to tell him that he was going to tell the House Republicans to do this impeachment inquiry, regardless of all the information that I just listed off to you about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden? President Trump shouldn't have to, and he didn't. But he's lying. You know, Adam Schiff, he was censored for lying. Pencil Neck was censored for lying. And then this same thing here. You have Hakeem lying through his teeth. Here's another one, Ratskin. Listen to Ratskin. He's playing defense lawyer for Hunter Biden, which is a private citizen, how they're always bringing it up, constantly. But he's playing a defense lawyer for a private citizen. Let me ask y'all, can I get a politician to be a defense lawyer for Will Johnson? Can I get that? Hey, I want my own personal defense lawyer as a politician as well, because apparently Hunter Biden has a team of defense lawyers. Look at all of them. Listen to Ratskin.
Good morning, everybody. We have just returned from the attempted deposition of Hunter Biden. Mr. Biden and his attorney had repeatedly responded to Chairman Comer's request that he come and speak before the committee. For example, on September 13th, Chairman Comer went on Newsmax and said, Hunter Biden is more than welcome to come in front of the committee. If he wants to clear his good name, if he wants to come and say, you know, there weren't 20 shell companies, they actually did something, he's invited today. We'll drop everything. Again, on October 31st, on the podcast, The Benny Johnson Show, Chairman Comer stated, we have mountains of evidence, and now we're ready to bring them in. We're in the downhill phase of this investigation now because we have so many documents, and we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose, and so on. Hunter Biden, through his attorney, contacted the committee and said he was ready and willing to come today, December 13th, 2023, at 9:30 to this place to appear before the committee, as the chairman had repeatedly stated. And Chairman Comer and Chairman Jordan would not take yes for an answer.
What do you mean they would not take yes for an answer? They were waiting in the room for Hunter Biden to show up.
You know what? He's just saying a bunch of stuff.
He's saying a bunch of everything. And all of them in the background is going, mm-hmm, yep, yep, yep. How do you sit there when they're... what's going through their minds? It's like, man, he's doing really good at this line.
They have to create a separate narrative that makes it look like it's the GOP and not that it's the left. Let me tell you what. Hunter defied a Congress subpoena. He's not supposed to do that. He told the president of our United States, who's supposed to be somebody that wants to uphold our laws, he told him he was going to do that. And I'm quite sure that his father approved, because before then, Biden told his White House staff, do not comply with any subpoenas until they take the vote to a formal vote on the floor. These people are the example of what a authoritative government looks like. They don't want to answer to anybody. And if they're so innocent, this is also an example of guilty parties. If you want to prove your innocence, you would do everything they ask for. You would have no problem with it. You'd be like, sure, I'm innocent. I'll comply. Let's do this. Instead, he's out here doing theatrics.
And then his personal attorneys, which you all see right here, they all jump in there to defend Hunter Biden.
You like the content Will Johnson is producing? To stay informed and up to date with the current events, go ahead and hit the thumbs up and subscribe to see more videos like this one. Also, to find Will Johnson, visit www.uaf.media.